Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments. Welcome to another program where we're discussing how to be an emotionally intelligent Christian who is together on the inside. And today we'll be looking at the question of, are emotions important? Should we worry about them at all? Why should I bother? Because there's so much confusing information out there. You get Oprah Winfrey's view of emotions. You get the women's magazine's view of emotions. You get some psychologist's view of emotions. How can we make any sense out of all of that? Well, there's a biblical view of emotions and there's Jesus' view of emotions. It's some pretty good teaching that can help us to find a way through all this crazy advice that we get about our inner world. And before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, glorify your name today through this broadcast. Open our spiritual eyes, open our spiritual ears. Help us to understand what your Bible has to say about our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, what are we doing? We're talking about emotions. We have to understand the proper place of emotions in the spiritual life. On one hand, you've got people who make it a great big deal. And they're going, oh, you have to be at peace all the time. And you have to be like this Zen state. And if you're a little bit upset, then you're unspiritual. And these kind of people put a lot of stress on us ordinary Christians who aren't perfectly peaceful all the time, who have busy jobs, who have kids that drive them nuts and all the other kind of things. And so we're always feeling guilty because we're not this perfectly spiritual person with this perfectly spiritual emotional life. That's one extreme, and we don't want to take that extreme of reducing the Christian life to just emotions. It's Christian life is much more about our eventual decision, our eventual behavior. So if we're upset, but we still manage to do the right thing, if we still manage to obey the commandments of Jesus Christ, then you're doing okay because you made the right decision in the end, even though your emotions were getting in the way. So don't get all guilt-tripped about emotions. That's point one. God still loves you, even if you've had a bad day emotionally, even if you're stressed out, even if you're feeling neurotic, even if you're totally ticked off with the world. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, verse 1, Christ has taken away all your sins. You have the righteousness of God in Christ, and you can rejoice that God sees you as his beloved son or daughter. And our salvation isn't through our own works. It's not by being perfect. It's by grace through faith. It's a gift of God. You are saved by grace through faith and not by some form of emotional perfection, which we never achieve. But we can certainly do better. And this series I'm going through on the radio, it's about how to do better, not how to do perfect. And so we're going to be looking at how to do better emotionally and get over these misconceptions that there are. If you want to understand more about that, go to my book, Biblical EQ, Principles for Being an Emotionally Intelligent Christian at biblicaleq.com. Okay, so emotions are important because they help us to be pointed in the right direction ethically and righteous and in matters of righteousness, justice, and truth. It says that Jesus loved righteousness and hated wickedness. And it says that a love loves the truth and hates unrighteousness. So 1 Corinthians 13:6, it says, a love does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It's important to rejoice in the right things. If your emotions are rejoicing in reading the Bible, in evangelism, and seeing people come to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you cry at a crusade when people go down the front and you say, oh, wow, you know, that was terrific. And when you rejoice at someone giving up drugs or alcohol and finding the right way, you're rejoicing in the right thing. You're rejoicing in the growth of your church. You're rejoicing in seeing lives changed for the better. You're rejoiced in the scriptures. You read the scripture and there's a scripture you haven't seen before. I was reading recently about Solomon building the temple. There's some interesting things. I thought, oh, wow, that's fantastic. You're rejoicing in the right things, and when you rejoice in the right things, that pushes you along. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You're rejoicing in the right things, and your strength is in the right areas. It's in loving people, being hospitable. If you rejoice to go to church, if you rejoice being hospitable, if you love the fellowship of the saints, Well, you're rejoicing in the right things, and that will steer your life in the right direction. So love rejoices in the truth. It doesn't rejoice in being tricky. It doesn't rejoice in telling lies. It doesn't rejoice in ensnaring people or gossiping about people. It doesn't rejoice in some sort of little nasty political victory where you took someone down and you gave them this and you gave them that. That is not love. That is satanic. That is the dark wisdom that comes from hell, full of jealousy and selfish ambition. You don't want to rejoice in wickedness. So your emotions are important because your emotions are the direction of your life. You want to rejoice in the things that God wants you to rejoice in and not in dumb stuff. You say, oh, that was a great party. I got so wasted. Well, you're rejoicing in the wrong thing, and that's going to take you in the wrong direction. So you want to rejoice in godly things and not in ungodly things, and that's why your emotions matter. Okay, the next thing, a reason why your emotions matter, why it happens, is there's an ethical balance in your life. You want to be able to see life correctly. You want to react the right way to life, and your reactions depend a lot on your emotions. If you are to be calm and balanced and make good decisions at work and run a business correctly or bring up your children in the fear of the Lord, your emotions don't want to be full of static, because all that static will throw you off. It'll cause you to make impulsive and silly decisions. You'll be unable to walk in the way of righteousness consistently, and instead you'll be distracted by all the noise in your own head and in your own heart. So you want to clean out all that noise so you can be balanced, wise, and make the right ethical choices in life, make the right decisions in life, not going crashing and burning all the time, going from this or that. So as you heal your emotions, as you get emotional healing, as you're no longer running away from social situations because you feel inferior, or you're exploding at people because they punctured your ego in some way, if you've got control of your emotions, you're not going to be doing self-destructive things. And so getting your emotions under control isn't just a matter of being right or wrong or being sinful and righteous. There's a sense of life wisdom that as your emotions are healed, as you get into the right Christian emotions, you will be healed on the inside. Not only that, you're going to be blessed. Let's look at this. Hebrews 1 verse 9. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. This is talking about Jesus. Okay. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. So what this says is right emotions lead to spiritual promotions. Okay. Right emotions, righteous emotions, lead to spiritual promotions. We see that with Daniel, we see that with Joseph, we see that with David, who rejoiced in the right things of God. God promotes those people who rejoice in the things he wants to rejoice, that he wants them to rejoice in. God will promote you if you love righteousness and hate wickedness. God doesn't promote amoral people, people who have no sense of right and wrong. The world does. The world likes people who have no sense of right and wrong. The world likes people who have no values. But God, that's not what God promotes. If you want spiritual promotion, if you want the oil of joy above your companions, you must love righteousness and hate wickedness. You must love the things that are fair and just and good and hate the things that are crooked, corrupt, and nasty. If you think that taking bribes is cool, then God's not going to promote you. He's going to demote you for being corrupt and loving wickedness and loving money and grubbiness and all the things that go around there. So if you love the wrong things, if you love being angry, if you love cussing people out, if you love humiliating people, then you will not be spiritually promoted. Spiritual promotion comes from loving the things that God loves and having the right emotions about the right things. So we find with King David, he was out there, he's out with the sheep, he's got his harp there, his lyre, and he's singing about God, singing psalms, way before he met Goliath, way before he was promoted. God's looking around for someone to be king of Israel. He looks at David and says, here is a man who's after my own heart. What does that mean? David's emotions, David's heart was lined up with God's heart. David rejoiced in the things that God rejoiced in, and David hated the things that God hated. His emotions were aligned with the emotions of heaven. So as God looked all around Israel for someone to replace Saul, he looked at David and said, here is someone after my own heart whose emotions match the emotions of heaven, who loves truth and hates lies, who is not a wicked or pragmatic person, who is not involved in crime, who does not rejoice in humiliating and destroying other people, who respects Saul, even under enormous pressure and stress. His emotions were aligned with God's emotions, so he got the big spiritual promotion of becoming king of Israel, and his line led to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So when your emotions are lined up with God's emotions, you will have spiritual promotion and you'll have promotion in the daily things of life. So your emotions are important to God because they show God who you are in your heart. And if your heart is full of rage, if your heart is full of bitterness and your heart is full of anger, okay, it's time to repent. It's time to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. I need help with my emotional mess. I need you to come and save me. I need you to come and forgive me. I need the Holy Spirit to renew me. I need to get rid of this stuff in my heart and my mind. I want to rejoice in the truth. I want to rejoice in righteousness. I want to hate the things that are wicked and evil and corrupt. I want to walk in the ways of the Lord in peace and truth all the days of my life. And so as you make that determination that you're not going to be swayed by your flesh, you're not going to be led by the devil, you're not going to be led on a little dance by society and all its lusts and greed and materialism, but you're going to love the things that God loves. And if you're going to hate the things that God hates, that you're going to walk in the scriptures, that you're going to walk like Jesus walked, and we see Jesus angry at certain things like the hard-heartedness of the Pharisees, the corruption of the temple. We see Jesus hating the things that God hates and loving the things that God loves, such as a repentant sinner. He rejoiced when people came to the Lord. He rejoiced when demons were cast out of people. He rejoiced when the disciples came back and said, this happened and this hadn't happened. And he could say, Satan has fallen from heaven like lightning. So you want your emotions to align with God's emotions and the emotions of Jesus Christ, which we will be talking about as we go through this series. Again, if you want to know more about Christian emotions, there's my book, Biblical EQ, Principles for Being an Emotionally Intelligent Christian at biblicaleq.com. And if you want to get our prayer points on the radio program, go to eternityradio.org. And so that's enough. Let me pray. Father in heaven, I pray for the people listening to this broadcast that you will give them emotional insight and understanding, that you'll help them to rejoice in righteousness, love the things of God, walk in the emotions of Jesus Christ, and be promoted spiritually and in the midst of life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. See you in the next broadcast of Uplifting Moments.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.